Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon. May I please have your email, your first name, your last name to pull up your account?
Yes, so my email address is gpeterson0823@gmail.com. And what else information do you need?
Your first name and your last name?
Glenn Peterson.
Okay. Peterson?
Yes, sir.
One second for me.
Yes, sir.
G-L-E-N-N?
G-L-E-N, yes.
Okay.
I also have an order number I can give you if that might help.
Okay. What can I
Would
get
you
the
like
zip
the
code?
Order number? Yeah, 98499.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
5413 104th Street, Southwest, Lakewood, Washington, 98499.
Okay, I see that. 1 second is loading. See that you ordered that cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on? What can I do for you?
Yes. Yes. So I'm actually calling because I called a couple of days ago, and I spoke to a young lady in regards of me ordering this product, and I informed her that I didn't receive said product and that she was going to reissue me an order. I then specifically asked her if she can make it so it's a required signature because the area that I live in, there's high theft because of COVID. So when people leave packages out, you know, that's just bad news for the, I guess they call them porch pirates that come out and they just take other people's packages out in the open. So I'm calling because I said that I received my package yesterday. And after speaking with the young lady and she stated, you know, cause she had to speak to a supervisor to make sure that it would require a signature, meaning a face-to-face interaction. And it looks like the delivery people delivered my package yesterday while I was at work and I don't have the package. So two problems. There was no signature left, you know, for it to be signed. The delivery, the post office just dropped it off. And two, this would be the third time I'm calling in regards of this. And it's just quite frustrating because I'm trying to find something. I was actually referred to you guys to a friend because they work out a lot at the gym doing weights, and I have a lot of soreness on my neck and under my arm, and I was told that this would delegate and fix that problem, but I have not yet been able to experience the product, so it's kind of stressful, you know what I mean? Because people can't just be decent human beings and not, you know, steal, which is just so unfortunate.
Okay, 1 second for me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I do see that you did get a reshipment and it says that it was delivered on yesterday. So your first product, it got stolen, and your second one as well?
Yes, the second one got stolen too as well. Because I when I called for the first one, I verbally made sure that the second one that was getting replaced. Oh, hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, sorry, there was a lot of static feedback in the background. So for the second one, I informed, you know, the lady to make sure that there would be a required signature. But it looks like the post office just dropped it off again.
It was stolen.
So at this point, I don't know what I should do, because...
Okay. Okay, and the second product was stolen as well?
Yes, and I verbally told the lady, which is why she recommended, oh, we can do a required signature for the product. And I was like, that would work out fantastic because that means the postman will hand deliver it to me after I sign off for it.
Okay. One second for me while I speak with my supervisor.
Yes, sir. Know if you can see like the last person I spoke with, which was a young lady. I don't know if you can see her notes or whatnot, but yeah, I specifically asked for in-person signature to eliminate this because I hate keep calling back for something.
Okay, one second.
Yes, sir. Do you actually see that I requested a signature?
I'm looking at your account. I don't see that she noted anything. I can check on this one second.
Yes, sir.
No, sir, I don't see that she noted anything, but I do see that she did reship it to you. Now, so
Yeah.
would you like to change your address? Do you have a different address
No,
you want
because
to use?
I don't have a different address that I can use. That's the thing, that I only have one place that I live at. I'm trying to think, what options do I have?
Need to look for you. One second for me while I get your options.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
Okay. Now what you can do, sir, I can reship it to you, but we can't put in for the signature to be required. What you can do is call your post office and you can ask them
Why
to
did
hold it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I can ask them to hold it.
You're okay. You can ask them to hold the package for you, and you go pick it up.
Okay. So my question is then, why did I guess that's neither here or there. I guess yeah, we'll just try a third time to get it shipped, and I'll just have to take a day off of work and try to see if I can grab this package.
Okay. But since you don't have a different address, that'll probably be the most logical thing to do. Or you
Yeah.
can call your post office and see can they change it for you to be signature required, but we can't change it.
That's fine. I'll just have to once it's shipped and it's en route, I'll just have to contact them.
Okay. But I can put in for it to be reshipped to you again, and it will come within 7 to 10 business days.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And would you like to try any of our vitamin D today? It's only $19.95, and it helps with your immune system and your muscles.
No, maybe next time. I want to at least first try the product that I bought initially and see if that works, and then if it works, then I'll definitely come back and purchase more.
Okay. All right, I got that done. Anything else I can do for you today?
No, sir, that's about it. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you for calling at Omega's Health. Have a good day.
You too. Take care and bye-bye.
All right.